So once again, welcome to the Unshakable Foundation meeting of Cocaine Anonymous. This is a main share meeting, and today it's with great pleasure and lots of gratitude that we welcome Bianca R, who's come to share for up to 40 minutes on the topic of spiritual workouts, after which we'll open up for the Q&A portion of the meeting for about 15 minutes. And with that, Bianca, it's over to you. Thank you so much.
Hello, all. Talk about a third step decision for your girl Bianca today. I was meditating this week on what topic to bring to you all today, and I landed on page 117 with the spiritual workout. So we're gonna ground on that page today, and God's gonna speak through me and carry me wherever the hell I'm meant to be carried. And I'm already going off the walls because I'm going to actually bring us to page 275 to kick it off today. I want to welcome all the newcomers, anybody who's feeling new today, and all those who are seeking, right? So I'm on 275, y'all. We should all know this one. Here it says AA, but of course I'm going to modify to, the 12 steps in this room today. The 12 steps, okay, this is not a plan for recovery that can be finished and done with. I know I was one of these, okay? I was one of these fellows. Maybe a few years ago, that would use phrases like, well, I finished this step. Oh, I completed my blah, blah, right? I was on the wrong track. I was on the wrong track. I hadn't yet fully accepted, okay? And like internalized this design for living, this new program, which cannot be finished, cannot be completed, cannot be over and done with. I'm going to continue on 275. It is a way of life. It is a way of life. We all borrow phrases from each other. I have a dear fellow who probably did not originate this conception. I could guarantee it. But I heard it through a dear fellow of mine. And when they speak about step one, we hear words tossed around all the time. Powerlessness, unmanageability, right? These are the classics. But he says that, in his rigorous honesty, he found more than powerlessness. He found pathlessness, waylessness. Right? Without having a way before he could even really connect that his this like, oh, my problem is lack of power, right? That didn't come till later. But to know that we need a way, we need a path, we need a direction that resonated with him, and it resonates with me. I hope it resonates with you. So again, this is a way. It is a way of life. You'll find way capitalized on page 63, right? If you're bristling with antagonism with the word God, how about way? Capital W, a divine path and direction. This is a way of life. And the challenge, we might want to capitalize challenge too. I'll get to the capitalizations. The challenge contained in its principles is great enough to keep any human being, not just us addicts, truly, any human being striving for as long as they live. We do not, cannot outgrow this plan. As arrested alcoholics, addicts, we must have a program for living that allows for limitless expansion. If you're an addict like me, woo, limitless? Woo, limitless. I need limitless because I do hit walls. I do hit workouts. And I'll bring us to 117 in a minute, but I do need to qualify, right? That's part of this. Hi, everyone. My name is Bianca. I am a gratefully recovered addict of the hopeless variety. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit and I work with others. I'm going to break that down for our newcomers. You know, what does it mean to be a recovered addict of the hopeless variety? When I say recovered, I mean that I have recovered from this hopeless state of mind, body, and spirit. I have been given or gifted this design for living. I no longer have an excuse, really, to be hopeless. I have hope right in front of me. I have a spiritual toolkit that is laid out for me to follow, a path, a way for me to follow that will relieve me of this hopeless condition. And I hopeless variety. Whoa. You know, what does that mean? I hope you can relate, because this program is for us, the hopeless ones. Right, untreated. And I have to say untreated, y'all, because I check my use of past tense. I cannot excuse myself, right? No completion, no finishing. I can't excuse myself from any phrase in this book, any word. There's no, oh, I already did that. Oh, that's over. No. Oh, I was. I used to be. Oh, without help, it was too much for me. Now, without help, it is too much for me. That's page 59, present tense. It is too much for us, always. So, untreated, yes, I lived untreated for many years, decades. But even today, when I'm untreated, right, disconnected from this spiritual solution, I am 100% hopeless. Apart from divine help. So I need divine intervention. Yes, I past tense needed it. Your girl was mangled, as many addicts need to be. Okay. Physically, mentally, spiritually mangled, annihilated. And I was approached by those in whom the problem had been solved, that problem being lack of power, page 45. In whom, within whom the problem had been solved. And they showed me a path, they showed me a way. So I am no longer hopeless. I have a full toolkit here. You know, the second part, you know, where I qualify at the top of meetings, usually, you know, that I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit. You know, that's so very true. I'm only here to share the raw truth of my experience, strength, and hope. Only when I pick up this toolkit am I free. Otherwise, I am trapped within this narrow view, this very small world, this cage. This bondage of self. That's what I need to be relieved of, is this bondage of self. I seek freedom and power. I sought that in active addiction. I still seek it today. Thankfully, I've got a path that gives me the real freedom, the real power, the real path, and the principles. You know, that's what I was seeking. I didn't have the words. I did not have the words. And while I'm like, if you can't tell already, I'm like a big book nut. And yet I still hold this truth that this is but a common language that we can connect with. This was the language that was, you know, divinely delivered to me, that described me. It described what happened. I used to say what happened to me, but what happened for me, within me, through me. And it's oh my God, what a human, amazing, 3D way for us to connect is through the language of this book. But that is all that it is. Okay. But yes, I only live free if I pick it up. That's the truth. And one of those tools is, of course, working with others. So I always put that out there. I need a full 12-step toolkit. This is what I was begging for. Not with that language, of course, maybe in the beginning, but my spirit was begging me, as all of you did, to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Now let's go to page 117. Okay. Let's get there. This comes from the chapter Two Wives. Part of what was modeled for me by those within whom the problem was solved was also a way to connect with this book and connect with this language. So here it says, if you and your husband, okay, we modify that, right? If you and your fellows, or simply you, right? If you and your fellows find a solution, right? A spiritual solution for a spiritual malady, which solves the problem, the pressing problem, not the whole problem, just that pressing problem at first, of that thing that is killing you, that person, place, thing, substance, behavior that brought you in, remember that one? Here it says the pressing problem of drink, right? Use, acting out. Pressing problem of think. You are, of course, going to be very happy. What a relief. But all problems will not be solved at once. Whoo, right there, my urgency comes up. It's one of my old problems that likes to be a present pressing problem when I'm untreated. Seed has started to sprout. This is full of what I call like journey phrases, right? To remind me that this is a process, this is a practice, this is not something that can be finished, completed, over, and done with. Seed has started to sprout in new soil, and growth has only begun. I'm going to pause there because I want to talk about the psychic change, even in just reading that phrase, the psychic change that I've been gifted. Through the work that these steps have done with me. Whew. Untreated, Bianca? Yikes. The perspective I have on this is like, what? I need to do this for the rest of my life? I'm absolutely terrified. I'm annoyed. So annoying, right? When I'm in the other side of that psychic change, when my glasses are fogged and I have an old prescription. Yikes. I need it now. Excuse me. Hello. I need it now. There's my bondage of self coming in that's only going to keep me trapped. Right? The psychic change that can come over us again gifts us this, like, maybe not the perfect prescription, y'all, right? But like an upgraded prescription in my glasses, in my vision of this. That today I approach this line and I see this as this opportunity for limitless expansion. Just to, call back to 275. There's a curiosity and an adventurous spirit that comes and flows through me today. In spite of your newfound happiness, there will be ups and downs. Talk about a promise. Yikes. There will be ups and downs. This is life, y'all. I know God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. But what I've found is the promise of my new attitude and outlook on life. That's the one that I cling to. That's the message that I want to carry today, is that It's wild to say this, but what is more miraculous and truly awesome, like inspiring awe within me, is that I can experience the full spectrum of human emotion, relation, interaction, unconscious and conscious experience. Like I can do this all in all its intensity, unemotionally medicated. Wow. Wow. So there will be ups and downs. Let's look forward to it, y'all. It's the ride. You signed up for the ride. You know, it's the same ride. You could either grip the handlebars like, I've got my eyes closed, I'm shitting my pants, or like hands up in the air, like, ooh, here we go. It's the best surprise party on earth. And here it says many of the old problems will still be with you. Again, these will. It will be there. It will be there. It will be there. Let's invite that psychic change of curiosity and limitless expansion here. The old problems will still be with you. This is as it should be. Talk about acceptance being the answer. This is as it should be. Let's talk about some of those old problems. Let me share some of my old problems with all of you. Lower on this page, it gives us a start. It says some of the snags you will encounter are irritation, hurt feelings, and resentments. Later it says often you must carry the burden of avoiding them or keeping them under control. Right there again. Ooh. Untreated Bianca clinging to her old ideas. That's where my brat comes out right there. Here's some of my old problems, my false pride. My false pride that I know better. My arrogance, untreated, my ego is shot through the roof. I am hot shit, baby. I know better. I'm smarter. I can run circles around anyone. You know what I'm talking about. I know you know. My self-loathing, the flip side of that coin, right? Because I'll bounce between hot shit and piece of shit. I am inherently defective on a soul level. Inherently defective on a soul level. When I'm untreated, I'm disconnected. I believe that. I have a delusion and an illusion that carries me to the gates of death, born out of this bondage of self, which manifests, in this list, these old problems. I get jealous. I'm distrustful and suspicious of God, of this divine path, this divine way. I compare myself to others. I get envious, spiteful, selfish, obviously, everything revolving around me. I'm self-seeking, right? I use every known means to manipulate for an outcome for my benefit with all sorts of motives. I could even convince myself that my motives are good. Right? The great equalizer, page 60 to 63, actor running the show. Okay. My motives are good. I'm trying to be helpful. I could do that too, to manipulate and self-seek. I'm dishonest in all its forms. That crops up for me. I do that a lot through performance. My favorite audience is the audience of one. Me, okay? A lonely show. I steal. I steal. I take hostages. I steal time. I steal energy. I steal affection. I steal resources in all their forms because of my greed, my scarcity mentality, part of my old problems, old programming, that there's not going to be enough. I'm so stuck without divine help and a psychic change of limitless expansion. I am I'm locked in this mindset that resources are finite. And we're not just talking material. Amateur hour, material goods. You know, I'm talking about love, time. Oh my God. Just to bring the rigorous honesty today, time. I'm a time fighter. I'm a time clinger. Talk about balking. I know y'all probably hear this all the time. At some of these, we balked. What does it mean? Many definitions, but it can mean straight up refusal. Refusal. In this context, refusal to turn it over to God. A straight up refusal, hesitancy, doubt, apprehension about turning over time. I like to steal time. So delusional. I'm intolerant, not just of all of you, but of my own journey. Enter urgency. Enter Bianca the brat. New seed has started to sprout. The journey has only begun. What? Old problems are still going to be with me. What? Totally intolerant. I'm unfaithful, right? My infidelity creeps up, right? Now, I've betrayed others. I've been betrayed. We all have our stories. We could all cite these things in human relationships. But I have betrayed my spirit more than I've ever betrayed another human being. How about this? More than any other human being has betrayed me. And yes, I am talking about the big ones, y'all. You know, horrendous abuse, calamity, tragedy, neglect, the wrongdoing of others. That dominated me and my victimhood for so long. And there's a place for validating these experiences here and in this book. There is also a place to and a path to move out of that into this empowered responsibility, which is the thing that returns the power that I delusionally believed that was taken from me. Right? To restore this power, restore this freedom, restore this self-esteem in the way that I practice spiritual principles as an agent of God. Myself, capital S, right? With the support of that divine inner resource that some of us call God. Old problems, hate, anger, resentment, rage. These number one offenders that take me out, take us out. Number one offender kills more alcoholics than anything else. What? More than alcohol? More than drugs? More than homicide, suicide? More than natural diseases which progress with stress? Yeah, it's very radical what they're telling us here. And in my rigorous honesty, I know this to be true. I know it today to be true. Oh, I'm lazy. I'm slothful. I procrastinate. I'm irresponsible. I like to blame others, like to enable others. Love that one. Old problems, fear, paralyzing, y'all. Terrifying. I know it. My fear of the unknown, my fear of death in all its forms, my fear of being misunderstood, unseen, my fear of no control, my fear of inadequacy, right? That unworthiness. Old problems like my prejudice, Prejudgment. That's what it means. Okay. My prejudgment. When I get locked in and dig my heels in. My defiance and resistance, if that hasn't been evident enough already. Okay, untreated, I am so defiant. I am so resistant, and it is so painful. It is so painful. Especially today, when I have access to a path, I have access to a power. I have access to tools. I have access to a life that I can lead with a totally new attitude and outlook. When my dis-ease comes in, my liar, my delusional thinking comes in and tells me to block my ears. La 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 la. I don't know these things. So painful. It's the greatest pain to resist God's will for me, especially when I know it. I know it. These are just some. It's part of my moral inventory, if that wasn't obvious. If anybody's working with their fourth and fifth, maybe it's your first time in, feel free to borrow mine. That's what I come out of. A fifth step with is the exact nature of my wrongs that I carry through 6, 7, 8, 9, and the rest to truly make amends, right? To construct, build, this change and this correction in my thinking, in my energy, in my word, in my deed, right? My behavior. And I'm coming back to 117. The faith and sincerity, right? When these old problems come up, the faith and sincerity of you and your fellows will be put to the test. Page 15 talks about certain trials and low spots. Again, this will happen. It is for sure. It's certain. And I always find it interesting here. This is very helpful for me when I see particular spiritual principles like faith and sincerity, let's say honesty, placed above all else. There's something important, right? Faith and sincerity. We see a lot of the essentials of recovery, right? Our honesty, our open-mindedness, our willingness. Sometimes we'll see humility, belief in the power of God. Right? So my faith and my honesty have to be top of the list when I've got an old problem, right? Or an old idea that is binding me, right? Through this recovery process that can't be over and done with, right? Even when in the last paragraph it says the problem of drink, use, particular act out behavior, whatever it may be, primary poison has been relieved. Right? So when these old problems come up, my faith and sincerity are put to the test. Right? Where's my step two? Right? My willingness to believe that there is a power greater than me, greater than these old problems. And have I decided, I'm going to take us to 53, right? Have I decided, have I made this choice? 53 says, when we became alcoholics, cursed by a self-imposed crisis, we could not postpone or evade. We had to fearlessly face the proposition, here it is, that either God is everything or God is nothing. God either is or God isn't. What is our choice? to be. So I have to call upon that faith, which also means courage, page 68, right? Faith means courage. We call on that courage and our honesty. I was so relieved when I came in and saw such honesty modeled by my fellows, and they invited me to demonstrate honesty by answering questions with a simple yes or no. Talk about revolutionary, radical, drastic proposals. How about a yes or a no, Bianca? How about that? Untreated, I can't answer a yes or no question. And this isn't like a phrase I'm using just to be like clever and do spiritual comedy hour. You know, I could not answer a yes or no question literally to save my life. To save my life. Maybe you relate. I'm going to tell a little story. I don't think I've shared this one in a recorded share. You know, it's a little bit it's part of my bottom story. Crawling on the ground, bleeding. My mind was mush. I'm praying to be possessed. And somehow I get to my phone and I call a treatment center. Treatment is part of my story. So it was my first experience with the yes and no that I have language for today that I didn't have then. Is how I knew I had made that decision. I called this place, right? I could barely talk. I was like, hello, my name is Bianca. Hello, I need help, okay? And there's just some intake woman, right? Some admin on the other end. Just, oh, Bianca, it's so good to hear from you again. What? To this day, I swear to y'all, I have no memory of this. And I know I had called, right? In my sobriety, because who else would make a call? I definitely made that call at the end of a spree or a lucid interval where I was nearing the gates of insanity years prior. They had all my information, everything. I didn't even need to do a new intake. I had called this random place. And this woman was just asking me, is this still your number? But just normal questions, right? Is this still your number? Yes. Is this your address where you get mail? You know, that address, y'all? Maybe not where you live, but. Is this still your address? Yes. Are you still struggling with XYZ? Yes. Are you interested in help? Can we get you a bed? Yes. There was no in between. There was no, well, maybe you don't understand the context, the this, Yes. And I continue that practice today. And I know I'm squirrely. I know those old problems are coming up when I cannot answer a yes or no question. That's where my disease lives, between the yes and the no. Back to 117, right? So my honesty is going to be put to the test. My choice, my decision whether God is everything or not is going to be put to the test. It says these workouts, and they are workouts, y'all. Make no mistake. This is simple but not easy. Page 14. It's not easy. This is hard. It's hard work. I'm trying to reprogram my brain. I'm not even to say hard anymore, because the truth is, it's impossible if you're a hopeless variety type addict like me. It's impossible without God's help. Right? So it's impossible. These workouts. I need co connection to this divinity that I gain access through and develop a relationship with through these 12 steps, this design for living that continues. They should be regarded as part of your education. You know, yes, regard can mean like consider them, but I also think it could mean to honor, right? I should honor these workouts, these moments of hard work, of fatigue. It's just like a physical workout. I need a spotter, right? I need a spotter. That's my higher power. They should be regarded as part of your education, for thus you will be learning to live. I come here to live, not simply to stop, but to start living, right? It is the only requirement for membership, right? This desire to stop. But what keeps me here, you know, and my fellows that carry this message is our desire to start living, capital L. I am going to get to the capitals and I'll wrap it up with the capitals. I know some people are listening, like, what is she talking about with these capitals? You will make mistakes. Again, all these guarantees, get a psychic change around these promises, not just of freedom and power, right? But of challenge, of trouble, of trial. But if you are in earnest, they will not drag you down. Instead, you will capitalize them. A better way of life will emerge when they are overcome. I want to take us to 133. 133 says, avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery. But if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate God's omnipotence, all powerfulness. And you know, I come in here with a conditioned program. Okay, that's why it's called a program, because I need to be reprogrammed, right? All my neural pathways, which I do a lot through my language, right? So I, in this practice of reprogramming, like many of my fellows, yeah, I do a lot with language. I look in this book for language. I see where I know. Capitalize can mean a lot of things, but you know, I like to literally capitalize words. Okay? Capital M mistake, capital T trouble, capital P pain, capital D darkness. And what do I mean by that? Right? I'm back to 53. I've decided that God is everything. That is my choice. God is everything. So there is divinity within these capital T trials, capital C challenge, capital W workout. There is divinity within that. In this book taught me that because they capitalize words. They capitalize the first letter of a word to honor the divinity in that thing, like capital G God, if that's a word you use, like capital S spirit. Like capital R, realm of the spirit, capital U, universe. Just look through the book, right? So I choose to truly capitalize and seek the God, right? God could and would if it were sought. That's our C point in the ABCs on page 60. So I'm seeking out the divinity in those, let's call them capital OP, old problems, capital D defects. Right? Where is the God in that? Because, oh God, great. I have one more minute. You know, because why? Because page 124. I cling to the thought that in God's hands, my dark past is the greatest possession I have, the key to life and happiness for others. Right? My painful past is of infinite value to others still struggling with their problem, lack of power. And I do owe something. You know, I'm paraphrasing this page. You know, I do owe something. I've been relieved. I must have this willingness to face and rectify errors and convert them into assets, right? Where that begins for me, the inside job, the psychic change. I have my steps, I have my I have my design for living, I have my actions, I have my legwork. But I have to honor these things as part of my education. I have to accept them as they should be. Right? Seek the divinity in those workouts, knowing there's the music. Knowing what? I think I'm gonna leave it there. What an interesting place to pause. Let's leave it there. Thank you all for having me. I'm gonna turn it back to our host. Great question. What did I balk at? I've got some dids and I've got some do's, if that makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. I balked. I mean, I balked at this entire program for years, years and years. I had access to this program. I knew I was being approached, right? I had not yet made the self-diagnosis that I was an addict of the hopeless variety, that I needed a spiritual solution for a spiritual malady, and that I was willing to go to any lengths. So in that place, before then, I balked at the whole thing. I balked at the whole thing. I balked at this book. That was a big one. It's so wild today. I can't even tell you. Okay, for someone who I would like block my ears and roll my eyes when I was a meeting maker back in the day. When people got up there and, oh, there's a big book person. Oh, they're quoting the big book, or I recognize that phrase, it's from the big book, or they're even, wow, suggesting that I take the steps. I was like, la 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 la. Feet up on the table, chain smoking like a brat in the basement of churches. Okay, I balked at the whole thing. And this book, I felt excluded. I'm excluded. I othered myself more than anyone had othered me. And of course, I had experiences, duh, where I was othered or excluded, but I took those in. And I othered myself. So yeah, I balked at all of it. It's wild today to say it, but I say it for my fellows, particularly the women on the meeting. Oh my God. Yeah, I was one of those women at one point. Oh, this was written by men in the 1930s. Ooh. What does it have to do with me? How can I listen to this? Right? I'm almost like want to stand up against this. I was that way until I was crawling on the ground begging to be possessed. And until I did see powerful, powerful women stand, not standing up. The book never says stand up, it says stand on our feet. Okay? We don't crawl, we don't stand up, neither cocky nor afraid. We stand on our feet. And there was something in me that was so open, beyond open. I was drawn to it like a moth to a flame when I saw other women carry this message out of this book, right? Standing on their feet. And they did show me a path to reprogramming that balking. Oh Christ. I think I got away from that. But I balk at a lot of things today, right? I balk at, oop, got to do inventory on this. Oop, got to set aside time for prayer and meditation. Oop, got to answer the phone for this thing. These are standard things that I do present time balk at, which is so, what is so wonderful is that because this is page 56, my cornerstone. I know Kimia brought y'all here last week. So, my cornerstone has been fixed in place, right? Cornerstone being step two, experience and journey and practice and ever evolving, right? Belief and connection to this power. Because that was is so fixed in place, I do, there is room for divine intervention today when I balk, because I do, no lie. But when I balk, there is divine help to step in. Okay, I'll pause there.
Great question, and thank you for your answer, Bianca. Next up, we have Oliver. Oliver, would you like to come in with your question?
Thanks, Isaac, and thanks, Bianca. You kind of answered my question, like, you know, inadvertently, but I just think, fuck it, I'll ask it anyway. When you went through the steps and you know, you had an awakening, would you say, was that your first and last time? Or did you trip up? Did you have to go through again? Did you relapse? Or was it just once you'd gone through and had that experience, was that it?
It's a good question. It's a good question. You know, I use different language for this today. Not to take us back to 275, but I want to answer it simply. Yes, it's been one time that I was guided through the steps as laid out in the big book, with a recovered addict. Where they gave me the full toolkit, right? Where I received the toolkit in that way going through. Yes, once. And because there was such a powerful awakening, to this design for living concept, you know, and a psychic change around that, that it's yes, I work the steps all the time, right? Or they work me, or we work together all the time. You know, oh, do I need some extra pen to paper? I want to keep it practical because I could talk all, you know, I know I could get kind of vague and or poetic or whatever, but practically, yes, I continue to pick up steps 1 through 12 all the time, including the pen to paper steps, including consult with other fellows on amends practice and new prayer and meditation practices, which are expanded through step 11. I have a 10th step practice. I have a third step practice. I have a, you know, I have all these practices that I am in. And another way I can answer this is I will tell you that I remember very little from my, let's call it my first pass through the steps with a sponsor, you know, open the book, circle this, answer this, here's your paper, write this down, these are your resentment, but that process, I remember very little. I know I had many aha moments, but you know, my experience, what I have to share today is all through my walking others through it. Right? Sponsoring, let's just say it, you know? So I could say, yeah, I was taken through once, but I've been through the steps over 40 times because that's, you know, where are we at? 2024, October, that's how many people I've taken through all 12 steps. And as I go through, you know, I truly believe we walk shoulder to shoulder, you know, as I go through. Even the yeses and nos, right, that I brought up in today's share, you know, I'm circling yes, I'm circling no, I'm asking myself, I'm considering everything that we are reading, everything that we are discussing. My sponsees show me where I need to grow. We have a magic mirror experience in a fifth step and in our ninth step consultations and in our 10th step calls, in our prayer and meditation together. Right, in our work together, that it's wild because part of me wants to say simply, yeah, I went through once. And there's another part of me that says I've been through over 40 times and I can't wait for the next 40. I hope that answers your question, Oliver.
Thanks for your question, Oliver. Next, we have Danny. Would you like to come in with your question, please?
Yeah, you're right, Bianca. Thank you for sharing. I always love a bit of enthusiasm. I noticed that you mentioned that you went through treatment. I'm about to leave treatment, and I was just wondering what your kind of advice would be for someone that's leaving treatment. And also, you said about going through the steps. I know you just said then, it kind of just popped into my head about going through the steps like 40 times or whatever you said. What kind of like level were you at when you started going through the steps with other with sponsees?
I'd ask, what do you mean by level?
Well, I say level, I kind of mean just how had you come out of treatment? Obviously, you've gone through the steps, you start going through the steps again straight away as you leave treatment. How many, when, well, at what point in your recovery did you start taking on sponsees? Because it's something I'm interested in as well.
Absolutely. I think I understand. Yeah, so I mean, already you're connected to like powerhouse recovery. Just, I mean, being here and has like access to so many recovered addicts and super effective paths to be taken through the steps and a sponsor. I just know, who's in this room and even all the other resources that this room connects us to. So you're already ahead, way ahead of where I was coming out of treatment. What is so wonderful about treatment is that, at least for me, it gave me a pause and a separation, just a pause and a separation. And depending on where you go for treatment, you might not even in that time get access to this path, big book, 12 steps, no nonsense. So yeah, my advice going out of treatment, now that I know you're on this meeting in this in right here today, is get yourself a solid big book sponsor to zip you through and start sponsoring immediately. Once I connected with the path that I still sponsor through today, when I got connected to that power, that path, those principles, these people modeling something that I wanted, I was taken through the steps in a matter of weeks, and I began sponsoring immediately. So again, without disclosing timeline, because it's not really about quantity, it's about quality. In our time, I was taken through quickly, and I immediately, I would I'm Honestly, to tell you the truth, and again, it depends on what your ex how you interpret working with others, right? As soon as I got in and I was working the steps and I was connected to a network, I was on answering outreach calls. I was making the approach to newcomers, right? Making sure, right? I gave first aid. Okay, where is first aid? Is that page 102? I need another big book banger to put it in the chat. But when I saw a person sinking into the mire that was addiction, I gave them first aid. I placed what I had, whatever I had, at their disposal. There was no like, oh, I don't have enough time, or I don't really know, or whatever. If there was somebody bleeding out before you, you don't have to be a surgeon with 25 years of experience to offer them first aid and place what you do have at their disposal. So I was already in practice of sharing my experience as I was going through the steps of offering the resources that I had, even if I wasn't yet available for sponsorship. I was connecting them with other available sponsors, with meetings. I was reading the book with people. So by the time I transitioned, which again was just a few weeks into, yes, I am taking someone through the work, right? And if we want to use the semantics of sponsor, sponsee, prospect, recovered addict, whatever, I began doing that, yeah, very, 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 very quickly. But I was already in that process because what y'all told me was that helping others was the foundation stone of my recovery. And whatever I could do to be of service and begin to model what was modeled for me, to get into that super quickly. I hope that's helpful. I'm also going to put my number in the chat, everyone. So if anyone wants to send me a little WhatsApp chat or a voice note or connect. I'm available. Okay.
Thank you so much for your questions, Danny. And just wanted to say, yeah, there's a beautiful journey ahead of you available once you leave treatment to stay with us. Hopefully, see you again soon. So that brings us to just about the end of question time. We're just about 9 p.m. UK time.